Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
This is from a website called odditycentral.com. And it says, Japanese parody religion exists only to give believers a reason to say no.
I like it already.
And I was like, well, what is this about? Right? How does this occur? And, you know, what exactly is it? Well, it turns out that there is a guy in Japan who started a religion called MTOP. That's a capital M, lowercase t, lowercase o, capital P. And I'll tell you what that means in just a second. But it's a parody religion created solely to give followers the chance to refuse things like working overtime by simply invoking religious reasons. So, as we all know, with the, I don't know what to call it, the COVID madness that has overtaken the world, there are certainly, of course, religious exemptions that people are claiming. Perhaps you don't have a religion. Perhaps you're an honest person who has a religion, and your religion doesn't recognize, you know, the ability to be exempt as part of your beliefs. Well, you could certainly just join this religion, and now you can claim religious exemption.
It's interesting that they have the overtime in there too, because that's a big thing in Japan, that over in Japan they work a lot of overtime, and a lot of people actually die from heart attacks just from the amount of stress that they're in. Like, a lot of people die young there.
The MTOP religion was created in 2018 by a young man named Motohiro Hisano, who acts as a deity and sage. He does point out that he does not perform miracles, and he has no superpowers, other than bestowing the power of religious reasons, quote-unquote, onto his followers. In fact, that is the only purpose of MTOP, as its founder does not wish to be worshipped, nor does he accept any sort of financial contributions.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Generally speaking, I find most religions of, well, many varieties to be nothing short of scams, fear-induced scams. You know, just think about, I was thinking about this the other day, and I say this frequently. The first government was religion.
Yeah.
Like, before government existed as, what do we call it, an institution. Before that all happened, it was religion. And what did religion do? They used fear to control people. You know, if you don't behave according to these things, you will burn and rot in hell for all of eternity, etc. and so on.
And now you're just burning and rotting in jail.
When something goes awry with your technology, you find a way to, quote, work around it until you can, you know, get the developers to fix the actual problem and, you know, do that in the next release or update the firmware, whatever it is. So that said, it's kind of a, I don't know, sometimes religions can have the effect of being a workaround for things that the institution of government thwarts upon you. You know, without, and even though you're like, no, they're like, well, too bad. If you don't comply, we'll throw you in a cage, or we'll send armed men in costumes to threaten you. And if you resist, they will shoot you. So I like that he is doing this. I like that anybody can join.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
matter
awesome.
What religion you are, to be a follower of this religion, you only need to follow its Twitter account.
Very official.
You brought up government as, you know, the original origin, religion, and I agree with that.
Completely. Yeah, religion as the original government, yes.
That exactly. And I think that another religion that's out there is unions.
Ooh. I hadn't thought of unions as sort of a religious entity. That's interesting.
Yeah, here it is. You know, we have our administration here, who I have no truck with, that doesn't like Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he's trying to make Tesla the bad guy by not offering the incentives to buy electric cars, you know, apply to people only who are unionized.
Well, and I'm trying to think now, because at some point in my life, I did belong to a union. Unbeknownst to me at the time, I had the option of opting out. And if I opted out, like, I had to pay a penalty. I don't recall any religion specifically saying you could only belong to that religion.
I don't know. I'm sure, like,
there's probably
Mormons,
there's probably,
or what are the other ones?
A religion out there that's like
the door knockers. Yeah, is that the Mormons?
They're talking about
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't be too, you know, thrilled
but
that
even so, they could individually just go follow this Twitter account.
Yeah.
And now they're a member of this other religion too. And claim
just don't tell your
like.
Previous cult-like religion that you're subscribing to another religion.
It
I'm sure
is,
it'll be fine.
It is worth pointing out that it is indeed belief in the absence of evidence is where human beings try to sort of fill the void, if you will. Stuff they can't explain, right? Like if you take a look at, you know, like the Roman gods, right? Oh, he's on a chariot carrying the sun across the sky because they can't explain why the sun goes up and comes down.
Yeah, it's natural for humans to want to make sense of things that they don't understand. So you create the stories and then, you know, it goes from there.
Now, it gets carried away, though, at the point where you design institutions to have a monopoly on violence and to do all of it. And in fact, it's people being obedient to their beliefs or belief systems, in this case government, that are responsible for most of the largest human atrocities in all of human history. In order to have freedom, you must be free to not only succeed and benefit, but you must be free to make a stupid decision and fail. Like, if you don't have those two options, you are not free. And so I don't care what your opinion is of whatever topic it is we're talking about. And I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm talking about, you know, people in general. You know, whatever your opinion is of anything, if you think somebody else is stupid for making that decision, you must respect their freedom to be stupid in making that decision and learn for themselves. Not everybody can learn from a book or from a mentor or from a teacher or a coach. Some people have to learn the hard way by failing, right? And without the freedom to be wrong, the freedom to make a bad decision, you don't have freedom at all. Conversely, if you have the freedom to make these bad decisions and to fail and to do things wrong, you have the freedom to learn from them and eventually have the freedom to succeed.
You've got to go to the 100% extreme there when you're talking about in a free country, the individual would decide whether to drink water, wine, or turpentine.
Yes.
You've got to include turpentine because otherwise it's a matter of degree, and it isn't a matter of degree. It is a matter of right. Their right to drink turpentine and destroy themselves is a right of inestimable value to them.
This is for the people who yesterday said that I was uninformed and ignorant and all that. Did you hear the story on the news about the guy that had a loaded gun that went off in the airport in Atlanta in his luggage?
I did hear about
broke loose.
Yeah, I did hear about a firearm discharge that happened in the airport. And of course, the immediate commentary that I had in my mind was, well, there goes the TSA not doing their jobs again.
So what do you think they should do to him if they ever catch him?
I mean, why should they do anything? Did it hurt anybody?
Did it hurt? It's a damn good chip. I'm lucky that it didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, okay.
A loaded gun. Who's stupid enough to put a loaded gun in a damn in a bag and have it go off in a damn airport?
Well,
with all those people around there.
I mean, have you been around people?
Get women. You don't think that's irresponsible as hell?
Oh, absolutely. Stupid. That's irresponsible.
It's irresponsible and stupid.
What about in these homes where these children get these loaded guns left out in the open by parents or relatives, and the gun ends up killing one of them? You don't think that's irresponsible?
Well, first of all, the guns don't kill anybody. People kill
people. How many times have you heard stories like that?
This gun obviously was not stored properly. I mean, guns should be in a holster, no matter where you're carrying it, should be in a holster where the trigger is not able to be pulled. So yes, this person was not storing their gun in a safe way. Second, people should have the freedom to have loaded firearms for self-defense or for whatever reason. And I also think that the cases of people being careless with guns or the cases of people harming other people with guns are very, very low compared to all of the safe and responsible people that have guns.
Yes.
And do not hurt anybody with them. I think it's a very small percentage of all gun owners. And it's sad that gun owners are being represented in this way in the media, because I don't think it's a very accurate depiction.
Well, there's a very easy way to remedy all of this with regards to the airport and firearms, and that is simply to allow people to open carry in the airport.
Yeah, that too.
Open carry in the airport, problem solved.
I agree with that.
What do you think, Jerome?
This ain't funny, man. If he had accidentally killed somebody, his ass would have been in a whole lot of trouble. And he can get all the Kyle Rittenhouse lawyers he wants.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
My comment is to Jerome. I love him like a sister, and I've got six of them, and they've all voted for Biden.
Wow.
I can't wrap my head around my sisters the way they think and the way that Jerome thinks. I've been in the military. I've been former law enforcement. I don't have a problem with guns, and I just cannot understand why he is so passionate about giving his freedom away so that somebody else could take care of him.
Well, I have theories on this, and my first theory is that Jerome is addicted to the soap opera known as politics. Right now, this can happen on both the left and the right, and does frequently, but it's where, in Jerome's case, the reason that I brought up the article from CNN was because, well, CNN's kind of a lefty thing, and that's kind of the perspective that Jerome comes from, so I thought he might listen. But, you know, the article from CNN talking about the gun in Atlanta had some really interesting things to say, including that no damage occurred other than when the gun was discharged, it harmed the owner's property. It was inside of a suitcase or something, and when it discharged, only things in the suitcase were affected. It did go on to say, though, and I find this interesting, that three people were injured.
You guys were talking about the Brinks truck last night.
Yeah.
And this was a thing that happened to me. I was rolling down what should have been an interstate. It's like a three-lane wide highway.
All right, hang on, Major.
Hang on, Major,
because Nikki wasn't here last night. So, Nikki, last night we covered a story where a Brinks truck, like the door flew open, a bunch of cash scattered all over the
highway. Oh, yeah, I heard
highway.
About this.
Okay, all right. So, Major, go ahead.
All right, so anyway, this is one of those roads that should have been a freeway, but it wasn't because there was a stoplight every 2, 3, 5 miles, whatever, right?
Okay.
So there was a main crossroad. So, anyway, It's midday traffic and the herds are might thick, and I'm right in the center lane, and I pull up to this light, and like there's a big nasty Craftsman garden tractor sitting right there in the lane in front of me.
Oh no.
Like a 42-inch deck. Pretty beast. And my kid's with me, he's like 13, he's like, "Dad, pull around front, throw that damn thing in the back of the truck." And I'm like, "Dude, there's people everywhere. You know what the cops are gonna do to me."
Mm-hmm.
So I drove around it, right? Couple, three lights later, this guy hot rodding. He must have been hot rodding because he couldn't. He had to pick it up in the next light or two behind me. He throwed it in the back of his truck, and he was skedaddling to get out of there. But I kicked myself in the butt for many years after that as I mowed a front acre yard with a push mower.
I read a thing where Africa apparently is mysteriously low, very low, so low that like they almost don't care about COVID. And so during the break, I decided to find the article that crossed my feed, and it's from the AP. Scientists mystified and wary as Africa avoids COVID disaster. Nikki, you had a percentage from, was it a Newsweek article?
Yeah, less than 6% of Africans are vaccinated. And that's over the entire continent. Less than 6%.
That's amazing. And so in addition to that, from the AP, Wafa El Sadir, chair of global health at Columbia University, says, Africa doesn't have the vaccines and the resources to fight COVID-19 that they have in Europe and the U.S., but somehow they seem to be doing better.
And also, I don't want to get off topic, but I do want to mention, I had a theory on the show a few months ago that it was the medical treatments in the hospitals that were actually killing people, and that they were giving people remdesivir.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
giving people remdesivir, which was used in Ebola trials, and they had to take it off of the Ebola trials after 2 weeks because it was causing low blood pressure, mm-hmm. kidney failure, and then finally multi-system organ failure.
How do you isolate a virus from a geographical area? There's so much travel, and even with like the lockdowns and all of that kind of thing, how do you?
I don't know. Maybe this virus doesn't really thrive real well all by itself. Maybe you got to keep trying to make it worse in order for it to have an effect. You know, maybe that's the case.
Perhaps requiring boosters for this sort of
vaccine. Keep injecting people with boosters, and who knows what's on those things they shove up into your mucous membranes in your nose. You know, maybe there's some stuff on there, you know. Maybe we'll give you drugs in the hospital, like Nikki said, that help to kill you. Maybe we'll put you on a ventilator that will also kill you. Maybe we can collect that $53,000 bounty for every one of you we kill on a ventilator. You know, maybe stuff like that. So, but that's not what I called about. And this is also not what I called about. I like Jerome. So Jerome, I only pick on people that I like. I don't waste my time on people that I don't like. But you know that guy that was in the airport, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, you're picking on him. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't have any criminal convictions in his life that I know of. And even after they tried to put some on him, he doesn't have any.
Correct.
But the guy in the airport in Atlanta, who is reckless with his gun. Jerome, you don't like guns, so you're picking on him. But he did have some crimes in his past. He was a convicted felon, it turns out.
Recently, my mother-in-law went in probably 2 weeks ago. She had swollen legs from circulation. She's only about 72, but in decent health. And she'd had previous kidney issues.
Hmm.
Well, of course, they test her for COVID right away. She tests positive. They throw her in the COVID ward. They put her on that, and her kidneys fail.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
So they meet, like 2 or 3 days later. I'm sketchy as I'm just the in-law, and I didn't really get a lot of communication. And, of course, her husband's not allowed in there. Her children aren't allowed in there. And they moved her over to ICU, and then they must have figured something out because she was doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And we were feeling pretty good about it. And then no heart history in her family. In fact, I just spoke to her brother today. They have none, really. And she had a heart attack and died right in special care on Tuesday.
Wow. How long ago was this?
This was just Tuesday she died.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, tomorrow's the funeral. But unfortunately, I didn't have any say. It's not my family. I'm not being a good libertarian. I bite my tongue and say, if you want some advice, I have it, but I'm not going to shove something down your throat you don't want.
Right.
But it was hard to watch because I knew that's exactly what they were doing.
Well, a couple of quick things. You mentioned taxes, and don't worry about paying taxes. You're going to pay them. Biden and his group have hired thousands of tax collectors to work on collecting money from the folks that least can afford it, the people his party supposedly protects. They're going to now be able to watch your bank account and collect taxes from you.
Yeah, it was, what is it, transactions, $600 or more, they're going to be able to look at just whenever they want to?
Yeah, $600 or more. And the problem is that, you know, you've got these tax collectors are going to be collecting on people who can least afford it. And it's going to be done by the Biden administration. But something else I wanted to talk to you about, I'm a newsman by trade, and here in North Dakota, I covered a story just 2 weeks ago about a guy who went into his garage in the middle of the night and found an intruder in his garage, shot him and killed him. I interviewed the sheriff just a couple of hours after that happened, and the sheriff, the deputies, nobody in the town that this guy was shot at, blinked an eye. If Rittenhouse would have happened here, the same thing would have happened, except they probably would have taken him out to dinner that same night. This shows the difference in our country in many different ways. I mean, this guy here that was in the garage of this man, can you imagine? You wake up, you hear some noise, you go into your garage at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and you find a man naked, wrapped in a towel, and advancing on you. What if he didn't have a gun? What would he do then? This was a big guy, this guy.
Yeah.
And then we come to find out in covering the story that in the last several years, he has been caught naked in several people's homes only to be released on probation with no jail time.
What the heck?
So here's this fella who is obviously mentally unstable, but what would he do inside your home? And what if you didn't have a gun? And what if you weren't in a state like North Dakota, where when you use your gun in self-defense, you're applauded, not arrested?
Well,
right.
And I say this a lot, especially being a woman, it's important to have something to defend yourself. And I say that to people who are anti-gun. You know, it's like, if it's between, you know, me having a firearm and me getting raped or murdered or mugged, you know, I'm going to be glad that I had something to adequately defend myself with. I also want to say that I don't think it's a coincidence that in places where they do have more lenient gun laws, that I think the rates of, you know, people being attacked and, you know, rapes, I think those rates are a lot lower.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel safe walking around New Hampshire at night.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts, not so much.
Not so much.
And that's like, you know, you go an hour over the border and it's like, I go to Worcester and I don't feel safe walking around at night.
Yeah. Well, and the caller, Tom, is correct. Guns are dangerous, but
The point.
comparing it to something else, like cars, vehicles, motor vehicles, more dangerous than guns. But yet people just get in them and drive because they realize the actual use case for automobiles is to transport you from point A to point B so that you don't have to walk, right? Whereas most people don't really have their head wrapped around the everyday use case of carrying a firearm, personally, on an individual level. They think that, we have people for that. And these people are known as the police.
People that are shooting people?
Yeah, the ones that are shooting your dog and the ones that are, you know, shooting innocent people and, you know, all that kind of a thing. And otherwise intimidating and bullying people. You know, it really is the great equalizer.
A broken toilet on SpaceX capsule means astronauts will return to Earth in diapers.
Not face diapers.
Regular diapers.
Regular ass diapers. Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, I don't want to, like, name brands here, but it seems to me. Now, is it the space station or shuttle? I'm sorry.
Capsule.
All right. When the engineers are designing and building the space capsule, do they just automatically put in, like, you know, a certain amount of diapers on board?
And that, yeah, that's a great question, because I wouldn't think that they would have those readily available.
Like, I'm the kind of guy that'll keep, like, some sort of an emergency pack, you know, one of the, you know, the generic, but, you know, it's got, like, the Mylar blanket and, you know, maybe a match strike.
First aid
and a
kit.
Signal, yeah, first aid kit, a signal mirror, right?
Just, couple of diapers.
But I don't, I'm rethinking this now. I'm like, maybe I should, like, because, I mean... It's a crappy situation, no pun intended. Or maybe while they were on the space station, they harvested some of the green chili peppers and made their Mexican food. And then they went, okay, bye, guys. We're going home now. And then that's what broke the toilet.
It all makes sense now.
I'm just wondering out loud. I don't know any of this for a fact at all. So, you know, I have no idea. One of our commenters, Jesus the Cynic, over on our streaming media says, I would say the International Space Station has diapers in case the ass hits the fan. Thank you, Jesus, you cynical bastard.
The SpaceX capsule is currently scheduled to unlock from the International Space Station on Monday afternoon and return Monday night, although all of that is dependent on weather. All in all, the four crew members could spend up to 20 hours in the capsule from the time the hatches are closed until they open again on Earth.
Okay, so the SpaceX, that's Musk's bit.
Yes.
And then 20 hours, I mean, I could do a road trip for 20 hours, you know. I don't know if I could, I mean, I could probably not.
Maybe not drink anything.
Do my number two business. You know, I'd certainly have to do a number one or whatever, the fluid, but, like, I could probably, 20 hours, I think I could. I don't
know,
though.
There must be, like, a Coke bottle or something on the International Space Station that they could bring with them, at least.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.